Unit 1. How's your college life?
Part 2. Listening skills. Listening for names. Listen to the dialogues carefully and fill in the blanks. Dialogue 1.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I need to change one of my courses.
I'll see what we can do. What's your name, please?
My name's David Brown.
Your first name again?
David, D-A-V-I-D.
Dialogue 2.
Excuse me, I want to make sure if I am registered for the new semester of English with Dr. Lang.
Just a minute and I'll check for you. What's your name, please?
Nancy Lee.
Is Lee your last name?
No, it's Lee, L-E-I-G-H. But Lee would be easier to spell, wouldn't it?
Dialogue 3.
I'm sorry, but if you need a loan, you'll have to go to the financial aid office before you can register.
Then who should I see there?
Well, Mrs. Vicky Klein can help you. As a matter of fact, anybody there is very nice.
Oh, thank you. What is her name again?
Vicky Klein, V-I-C-K-Y-K-L-E-I-N.
Dialogue 4.
Okay, to complete this form, I need your name in full, please.
Laura Tish Hill.
Tish? That's an unusual middle name. Would you mind spelling that for me?
Sure. T-I-S-H. Tish. I was named after my mother.
Dialogue 5.
Well, you need to complete the form for your parking pass. Your name, please?
Anthony McDonald.
Are you Mick or Mac?
Mick. My family was from Scotland.
Okay, Anthony. I'll have your parking pass ready in a minute.
Part 3. Listening in. Task 1. Enrolling. Listen to the speaker and then choose the best answer to complete each of the statements.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to City University. I'm Betty Russell, and I work in the International Students Office. I have some important information for you. First, you must enroll by August 28th. Pick up your ID card at our office. Then you'll need to pick up a library card so that you can borrow books from the library. Show them your ID card in the library, and they will do it for you. You may be thinking about the sports facilities at our school. There's no charge for student use, but, of course, you'll have to show your ID card. Concerning the medical assistance, the university has its own health center, and all services are free for enrolled students.
Listen again and check your answers.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to City University. I'm Betty Russell, and I work in the International Students Office. I have some important information for you. First, you must enroll by August 28th. Pick up your ID card at our office. Then you'll need to pick up a library card so that you can borrow books from the library. Show them your ID card in the library, and they will do it for you. You may be thinking about the sports facilities at our school. There's no charge for student use, but, of course, you'll have to show your ID card. Concerning the medical assistance, the university has its own health center, and all services are free for enrolled students. Task 2. Living on campus. Listen to the following conversation and then answer the questions.
Hi, Lisa. How's life on campus?
Hi, John. Oh, not so bad. Pretty good, in fact.
Is that what you think? I mean, do you like living on campus?
Yeah, I enjoy living here because there's so many people around and it's easy to make friends. What about you? Have you ever lived in a dorm before?
No, this is the first time.
I think you'll find it quite convenient. The library, labs, sports center, and other facilities are right on campus.
That's true. The atmosphere here is different from the outside. But I guess living in town has its advantages, too, like being close to the shopping center. You know, our university is so far from downtown.
But the commuting to classes. I mean, you would have to get up so early to get to classes on time. And then going home would be so much time.
Yeah, but the food here, it seems it's the same thing in the cafeteria every day.
Well, I think the food here is okay. And if you want to change, you can eat out once in a while.
True.
Listen again and check your answers.
Hi, Lisa. How's life on campus?
Hi, John. Oh, not so bad. Pretty good, in fact.
Is that what you think? I mean, do you like living on campus?
Yeah, I enjoy living here because there's so many people around and it's easy to make friends. What about you? Have you ever lived in a dorm before?
No, this is the first time.
I think you'll find it quite convenient. The library, labs, sports center, and other facilities are right on campus.
That's true. The atmosphere here is different from the outside. But I guess living in town has its advantages, too, like being close to the shopping center. You know, our university is so far from downtown.
But the commuting to classes. I mean, you would have to get up so early to get to classes on time. And then going home would be so much time.
Yeah, but the food here, it seems it's the same thing in the cafeteria every day.
Well, I think the food here is okay. And if you want to change, you can eat out once in a while.
True.
Task 3. Learning to speak English. A. Listen to the speaker carefully and complete the paragraph. Fill in each blank with one word.
Hello, how are you? When most people learn English as a second language, they learn formal English. Unfortunately, learning it like this tends to make you feel distant and bored. The truth is, most people in English-speaking countries don't speak to each other in such a formal way. They speak in a casual way to their friends and families. When speaking casually, people tend to use a lot of informal or colloquial words, and also shorten and connect their phrases. They say things like, "Hey, what's up?" or "Hey, what you been doing?" These expressions are both common and natural, and make you seem like a native speaker. Using them may make people more interested in talking to you. This type of English is more like what you will hear in movies and TV shows. Speaking this way makes native speakers feel more relaxed, and you will sound like a friendly person who speaks English well. You got that, buddy?
B. Listen again and check your answers.
Hello, how are you? When most people learn English as a second language, they learn formal English. Unfortunately, learning it like this tends to make you feel distant and bored. The truth is, most people in English-speaking countries don't speak to each other in such a formal way. They speak in a casual way to their friends and families. When speaking casually, people tend to use a lot of informal or colloquial words, and also shorten and connect their phrases. They say things like, "Hey, what's up?" or "Hey, what you been doing?" These expressions are both common and natural and make you seem like a native speaker. Using them may make people more interested in talking to you. This type of English is more like what you will hear in movies and TV shows. Speaking this way makes native speakers feel more relaxed, and you will sound like a friendly person who speaks English well. You got that, buddy?
Task 4. An announcement. A. Listen to the following announcement, and then fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
May I have your attention, please? The library will be closing in 5 minutes. Please make all final checkouts and prepare to leave. Thank you.
B. Listen again and check your answers.
May I have your attention, please? The library will be closing in 5 minutes. Please make all final checkouts and prepare to leave. Thank you.
Part 4. Speaking out. Greeting and introducing. Model 1. It's nice to meet you. Listen to the model dialogue, paying attention to the underlined parts, and then role-play it with your partner.
Hi, my name is David, but you can call me Dave.
It's nice to meet you, Dave. My name is Laura.
Nice to meet you too, Laura.
I'm a freshman here. What about you?
Me too. I'll have my first class this afternoon.
What class is that?
English course with Dr. Smith.
Oh, really? We're going to be in the same class.
Oh, that's great.
Model 2. How are you doing? Listen to the model dialogue, paying attention to the underlined parts, and then role play it with your partner.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Nancy. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How about you?
Good, thanks. You know, I'm planning to take listening and speaking this semester. Can you recommend a professor?
Sure. I would recommend Dr. Smith. One of my friends attended his classes last year, and she said that he's one of the best professors for that course.
Good, thanks.
Model 3. I'd like you to meet my friend. Listen to the model dialogue, paying attention to the underlined parts, and then role-play it with your partner.
So here we are walking
along.
Yeah,
so what are you doing here?
Pretending that we don't see my
other.
Oh, hi, Mr. Smith.
Hi, Dave.
Tony, I'd like you to meet Professor Smith. Mr. Smith, this is my friend, Tony.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Smith.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tony.
Dave told me how much he enjoys your class.
Did you, Dave? Well, Dave helps make it a good class.
Oh, that's interesting. Excuse us, we're going to catch a movie, and it's about that time. Very nice meeting you, Professor Smith.
Hey, same here. Have fun.
Part 5. Let's talk. 1. Listen to the following dialogue. Try to get as much information as possible about the two speakers. Then complete the table.
Hi. I saw you yesterday with John. We roomed together. I'm Michael.
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm okay, but school has been really hectic since I came. I haven't even had a chance to breathe.
I know. It's especially crazy when you're a freshman. Hey, what's your major?
Travel and tourism.
Well, what do you plan to do after you graduate?
I haven't really decided. I think I'd like to work for a travel agency in this area. What about you?
Well, when I first started college, I majored in physics. But later I realized I might have a hard time finding a job in that field. I ended up changing to computer science. Finding a job in the IT industry shouldn't be as difficult.
Have you got a part-time job to support yourself through school?
Well, I'm on a 4-year scholarship that pays my tuition.
Wow, lucky you.
Yeah. How about you? Are you paying for school yourself?
Sort of. I work weekends at a travel agency.
A travel agency? That seems like a perfect experience for you. What do you do there?
I'm a tour guide. I show tour groups around the city.
Wow, your English must be pretty good then.
Actually, they're all Chinese tourists. That's why I got the job.
Two. Repeat the following sentences from the dialogue.
I'm okay, but school has been really hectic since I came.
It's especially crazy when you're a freshman. What do you plan to do after you graduate? When I first started college, I majored in physics. But later I realized I might have a hard time finding a job in that field. Finding a job in the IT industry shouldn't be as difficult.
Have you got a part-time job to support yourself through school?
I'm on a 4-year scholarship that pays my tuition. That seems like a perfect experience for you.
3. Create a dialogue with a partner for each of the following situations. Role play the dialogues in front of the class. Demo A.
Hi, John. Life on campus is really exciting. It's totally different from high school. Yeah, I feel the same. It's an entirely new world. Well, my problem is this. I major in engineering, but I want to work in a foreign trade company, so I decide to spend more time on English. But it's hard, you know, to manage your time. I think you made the right decision. Actually, I have the same problem. You know, I'm majoring in computer science, but I don't like it much. I'm really fond of travel and tourism, and I am considering changing my major, if it's possible. Why? Computer science is cool. You're sure to get a big salary in your future job.
Demo B.
Hi, John. I'm having a hard time paying my tuition.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Have any way to get money?
I am considering a part-time job. I think it will help pay my tuition and give me useful experience.
Right. Actually, I'm working part-time at a chain store now. It does bring in some money, but I think experience is more important.
Part 6. Further listening and speaking. Listening. Task 1. University life. Listen to the following passage and then complete the statements.
University life is a new and different experience for me. First of all, living at the university gives me a sense of responsibility of being on my own. My parents aren't around to say, "No, you're not going out tonight." I decide everything for myself. Being around lots of friendly people is another aspect I like about university life. On my first day, when I arrived on campus, I was a bit confused about where I was going. An upperclassman noticed me and asked, "Are you a new student?" When he found out I was looking for my dorm, he said, "Oh, just follow me. That's where I'm going." Now, I can really say that I feel comfortable in the dorm because there are so many friendly people around to talk with. Finally, I love having Fridays off. I would not be able to deal with 5 days of classes in a row. How did I do it in high school? I love sleeping in on Fridays. I guess I'm sort of a party animal, but it seems like I go out every Thursday night. It also seems like I don't get home until early the next day. My head hits the pillow, and I don't move until Friday afternoon.
Listen again and check your answers.
University life is a new and different experience for me. First of all, living at the university gives me a sense of responsibility of being on my own. My parents aren't around to say, "No, you're not going out tonight." I decide everything for myself. Being around lots of friendly people is another aspect I like about university life. On my first day, when I arrived on campus, I was a bit confused about where I was going. An upperclassman noticed me and asked, "Are you a new student?" When he found out I was looking for my dorm, he said, "Oh, just follow me. That's where I'm going." Now, I can really say that I feel comfortable in the dorm because there are so many friendly people around to talk with. Finally, I love having Fridays off. I would not be able to deal with 5 days of classes in a row. How did I do it in high school? I love sleeping in on Fridays. I guess I'm sort of a party animal, but it seems like I go out every Thursday night. It also seems like I don't get home until early the next day. My head hits the pillow, and I don't move until Friday afternoon.
Task 2. Key to Learning English. Listen to the following passage and mark the statements T, true, or F, false.
I think one of the most important keys to learning English is to establish a regular study program, like planning a few minutes every morning around breakfast time. This idea may sound a little too simple to the learners because they took English in high school for quite a few years, but they didn't become proficient speakers of the language. As a matter of fact, I do not mean that we can become fluent speakers with just a few minutes here and there, but following a regular and consistent course of study can help us on the way to language mastery. In other words, people need to plan out their study by setting realistic and attainable goals from the beginning. Some people get caught up in the craze of learning the language in 30 days, only to give up when they can't perform up to their expectations. And small steps, little by little, are the key. For example, planning to learn 5 new vocabulary words a day and to learn to use them actively is far better than learning 30 and forgetting them the next day.
Listen again and check your answers.
I think one of the most important keys to learning English is to establish a regular study program, like planning a few minutes every morning around breakfast time. This idea may sound a little too simple to the learners because they took English in high school for quite a few years, but they didn't become proficient speakers of the language. As a matter of fact, I do not mean that we can become fluent speakers with just a few minutes here and there, but following a regular and consistent course of study can help us on the way to language mastery. In other words, people need to plan out their study by setting realistic and attainable goals from the beginning. Some people get caught up in the craze of learning the language in 30 days, only to give up when they can't perform up to their expectations. And small steps, little by little, are the key. For example, planning to learn 5 new vocabulary words a day and to learn to use them actively is far better than learning 30 and forgetting them the next day.
Task 3. Listening effectively. Listen to the following passage and choose the best answer to each of the questions.
Though it is 50% of everyday communication, listening, it seems, is the least taught. Listening is more than just hearing. It requires understanding. In an educational setting, listening effectively is critical. Effective listening results in doing the right assignment, doing the assignment correctly, and taking notes effectively. Doing these activities well results in learning and, most of the time, good grades. In a professional setting, listening is also critical. When you receive an oral message, your response must be correct. If you fail to listen to customers or clients, you may lose their business and your job. In a personal setting, listening effectively deepens your relationships. When we listen to someone, we say, "You are important," without ever speaking a word. When we fail to listen, not only do we not receive the message, but we send the message that we are just plain dumb.
Listen again and check your answers.
Though it is 50% of everyday communication, listening, it seems, is the least taught. Listening is more than just hearing. It requires understanding. In an educational setting, listening effectively is critical. Effective listening results in doing the right assignment, doing the assignment correctly, and taking notes effectively. Doing these activities well results in learning and, most of the time, good grades. In a professional setting, listening is also critical. When you receive an oral message, your response must be correct. If you fail to listen to customers or clients, you may lose their business and your job. In a personal setting, listening effectively deepens your relationships. When we listen to someone, we say, "You are important," without ever speaking a word. When we fail to listen, not only do we not receive the message, but we send the message that we are just plain dumb.
Speaking. 1. Introduce yourself orally. Give your presentation in the next class. Here is an example.
Good morning. My name is Wang Ping. I was born in a small town in Xi'an. My parents are both teachers in a high school. I have quite a few hobbies: collecting stamps, playing football, swimming, hiking, and so on. I have a wide collection of stamps, covering most of the countries in the world. If you're interested, I'll be really glad to share with you my rare specimen sometime.